الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر صدق الله العظيم.
This is a very Mubarak night, extremely auspicious. We have heard over the many years that we experienced Ramadan, the virtue of the 27th night. Extremely auspicious, most blessed, the Ahlullah, they would dedicate this entire night in seclusion and reaping from the tremendous blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pouring down. It has been in the past on many occasions that the 27th night happened to be Laylatul Qadr. There are many riwayat also in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Laylatul Qadr night was the 27th night. And because of the large number of people we have who come to the masjid, every single masjid on this night is full throughout the world. So we have hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Whilst it is a very auspicious night, most blessed night, it's very emotional also. Because the absence of Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali is felt most tonight than any other night. He would pour out his heart and he would cry on the 27th night for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I do not wish to prolong and give a long lecture tonight. Tonight is not that night of talks. Tonight is the night of action. We have heard many talks. But tonight is the night where we stretch out our hands. And we shed those tears of repentance. And we think of all the gunas that we have committed in our life. The morbid lifestyle we live. The crimes and offenses we commit. The filthy lives and the filthy deeds that we have. And think of standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. This life is short. We have mentioned this in all the bayans we have heard previously, that we are actually moving toward the akhirat. And we have to understand this. There must be that day and that night and that moment in our life where we put that brakes completely, we halt our cars, we switch off, and turn our direction. What more are we asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send down? We heard the entire Quran. We have heard bayans on taqwa, 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 and especially in this masjid. But there must be a time in our life, there has been a time in every person who live a very filthy, morbid life, a life in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a life that displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There were so many people who were drunkards, who were gamblers, who were thieves, who were rogues, who were killers. But there came that time when Hidayat came to them. They shed those tears of repentance. They cried in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They changed the entire life. And then they became the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have books with hundreds of incidents. They have volumes written. Ibn Qudama has written Kitabu Tawabin. He's got incidents mentioned of people who cried and made tawbah and how Allah changed their lives. I wish to instill in all of us tonight the vastness of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all know Laylatul Qadr, the importance of Laylatul Qadr. It is better than 1,000 months. Better than 83 years and 4 months. Better, not equal to. It is far greater, better. How much better? Allah alone knows best. We have discussed Laylatul Qadr. There was a person, an abid, a worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he looked at his fellow brother who was disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps he had warned him many times that stop your evil actions and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one day he became angry with his fellow brother and he said, Wallah, Allah will never forgive you. The moment he uttered these words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then called out, من ذا الذي يتألى علي الله أغفر لي فلان. Who is the one who has taken an oath in my name that I will not forgive a certain person of mine, a certain banda of mine? Who is the one who has taken an oath like that? Then Allah takes a qasam in His majesty. And Allah says, I have forgiven that person. And I have destroyed your actions. I have forgiven this sinful person. And I have destroyed the abid's actions. My brothers, Allah has written on the arsh, لَمَّا خَلَقَ الْخَلْقِ, when Allah created the entire creation, then Allah had it written on His arsh, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ غَلَبَتْ عَلَى غَضَبِي. Which means Allah says, my mercy supersedes my anger. My mercy supersedes my anger. Allah wants to be happy with us. Allah wants to shower His mercy upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. Allah does not want to become naraz with us. There is a narration of Thalaba radiallahu ta'ala. Let us pay attention. Perhaps one person may cry tonight. It may be a turning point in his life. Tonight is the night of crying. I've heard so many mashayikh. We have seen in our own lives, Hazrat Mawla Rahmatullah, how he would cry. Each second is going past. Just now it'll be Fajr, it'll be all over. But perhaps this one or two incidents may be a turning point in some person's lives. Thalaba radiallahu ta'ala, very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends him one day for some errand. I'm just going to give the gist of the story. It is mentioned in various other narration, in different ways. What I'm mentioning to you now is found, as mentioned by Ibn Qudama rahmatullah alayhi. So Thalaba radiallahu ta'ala goes on this errand, and he visits an Ansari's house. The Ansari friend was not there. He happened to go in, and then he finds the wife of this Ansari taking a bath. So for a few moments, he begins to stare at her in that condition, having a bath. After that, he realized his mistake. He was gripped with such fear that he fled Madina Munawwara. He runs away, far away into the mountaintops. It is mentioned that for 40 days he was not there in Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after some time realized, where Thalaba? Allah then sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah conveys his salam to you, and Allah informs you of one of your sahabi who has sought refuge in the mountain tops, yata'awwadhu bi, he's seeking my refuge, he's making dua to me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, or then sends Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, go and bring the sahabi. So they go, they search for the sahabi, they find a shepherd, they ask him, have you seen any person? They give a description, they say somebody is crying, making dua. He says, yes. Are you talking about the one who has escaped or wants to escape from the fire of Jahannam? He says, what do you mean by that? So he says, I overheard him making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, how I wish, oh my Allah, when you created my ruh, you would have just taken me away at that time. And there mustn't be a day when you have to make fasla and decision over me. Cars are blocked. Please remove your cars. No registration numbers here. Brothers, please, if you feel you are blocking somebody, then kindly remove your car. We have made this announcement previously. Please, we have many brothers, probably new brothers, ND509855. We have limited time. We are already running late. According to the program, we should have been finished by half past nine. But a little bit of sabr today. Please, let us go and remove our cars if we feel we are obstructing any car. So he says, yes, I know of this person and he's crying to Allah that Allah must take away his life and there mustn't be a day where he has to face Allah and Allah has to give the decision of him going to Jahannam. I see him crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he points out to where this person is. He says, in the morning he'll come and you'll see him, or in the night and you'll see him making dua. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu find this sahabi. And they overhear his supplication, crying, making tawbah, full of grief and remorse. What a heinous, what a wrong, shameful, immodest thing I did. How could I be so foolish? I actually stayed at another person's wife. He was gripped with such khashiyat, such khawf, he left his entire family. He left Madina Munawwara, hoping Allah will take away his life. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu tells him that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is calling for you. Does he know what sin I have committed? He says, I have no knowledge. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has just told her to fetch you. So they go. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing salat. They join the saf. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recites certain ayat of the Quran. This sahabi ta'alaba radiallahu wa ta'ala again is overwhelmed. He falls unconscious. After the namaz, Nabi Kareem says, Umar radiallahu ta'ala and Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, where's Thalaba? Ya Rasulullah, lazy, lying down there. Nabi Kareem goes to him. He regains consciousness. Thalaba, ma ghayyabaka anni? What kept you away from me so long? He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, zunubi, my sins. I was embarrassed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala adulluka ala shay'in yamhu Allahu bihi khatayak? Should I not show you something through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe out all your sins you committed? No matter how immodest it may have been, how terrible it may be. He says, Ya Rasul, please. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Oh Allah asks you to give me the best of dunya, the best of akhirat, and save me from the azab of Jahannam. Best of akhirat means make my maghfirat, completely forgive me and save me from the azab of qabr and azab of Jahannam. He says, Ya Rasulullah, my sin is very heavy. Nabi Kareem tells him, this ayat, kalam of Allah is more greater. No matter what sin you have committed, Thalaba, giving him hopes in the mercy of Allah, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah says, O my beloved servants, O my beloved servants, those who have wronged themselves, not those who have performed salat, hajj, zakat, those who have committed gunas, those who were disobedient to me, do not lose hope of my mercy. Allah says, I forgive all sins. Nabi Kareem Salam says that if I was given the entire dunya in lieu of this ayat, I would not take the dunya, I would still love this ayat. Istalaba Allah's mercy is far greater. Thalaba radiallahu anhu makes tawbah istighfar, he goes home. And he is very sick. Few days now he is sick. He is crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is restless. Crying and repenting over his sins. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. One sahabi comes, Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu. Ya Rasulullah, why don't we go and visit Thalaba? He is now in the throes of death. He's become very ill. Nabi Kareem Sazm goes. He places the head of Thalaba on his lap. Thalaba, in that sick and weak condition, moves his head off the lap of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asks Thalaba, what are you doing? Why are you moving your head from my lap? He says, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Mal'an bidhunub, Mal'an bidhunub. My head, my body is full of sins. It's not befitting that I put my head on your Mubarak lap. Thalaba radiallahu ta'ala is there. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seated there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Jibreel alayhi salatu salam and tells him, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if this servant of yours, Abduka hadha, if this sahabi of yours, Allah has informed me that if he brings the entire world full of terrible, terrible sins, Allah says, I am still prepared to forgive him. I'll bring the whole world full of maghfirat and I'll forgive him. Thalaba hears this. He cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He closes his eyes. He passes away. He gives one shriek and he passes away. His ghusl is made. Kafan is given. Sahaba see Rasulullah Sallam tiptoeing in the janazah. They ask him, Ya Rasulullah Sallam, why were you tiptoeing in this janazah? He says, Allah's qasam, Nabi Kareem Sallam says, Wallah, take a qasam in Allah. There were so many angels that came down to attend the janazah of Thalaba radiallahu ta'ala, to attend his janazah and to see his janazah and follow his janazah right till the qabristan. Allah loved Thalaba radiallahu ta'ala. Allah forgave him. Allah forgave him. This gives us hope, respected brothers and elders, that no matter what sin we may have committed, there are so many brothers, so many sisters asking, you think Allah will forgive me? 50844, 50844. ND19044, ND19044, ND13444, ND50985, 50985. My respected brothers and elders, tonight, make that firm decision, that firm resolution. We have heard many waqiyas, Allah's mercy, Allah's kindness. So many we have heard before, but they are new brothers. We just mention again one or two to show Allah's rahmat. How Allah wants to forgive. How Allah loves us. Allah is a Rahim Allah, we have heard. Allah is a Kareem Allah. One day we all going to face death. We all have to leave this world. We have heard the taqwa. The poet says, وَصَفْتَ التُّقَى كَأَنَّكَ ذُو تَقِينَ وَرِيحُ الْخَطَايَهَا مِنْ ثِيَابِكَ تَصْدَعُ. You talk so much about taqwa, 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 muttaqeen, as though you are very pious yourself. But the winds of sin, or the odor of sin, is emanating from your clothes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us pious. May Allah give us the taqwa. We have with us, alhamdulillah, the book I spoke to you a few nights ago, and that is The Labor of Love, which was written, or which was a bayan given by Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullahi Alayhi. It was a series of lectures, and alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has made it possible that it has come into a book form. And before passing away, it is mentioned this book was completed and almost ready for print just before Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullahi's trip now to the Haramain Sharifain. And he was to edit it, or he had edited it, he added a few things to it, and he passed on. Inshallah, in the course of tonight, after the second session, we hope to distribute these kitabs. Humble appeal is made that only the adults take it, not the youngsters, please. We have limited copies tonight. Inshallah, on Monday, more copies will be distributed. We have kept some for our sisters. I have read through this book many times. The analogy, as I mentioned a few nights ago, is remarkable. Of a woman who gives birth to a child, the procedure, the labor pains, the suffering, the nausea, the morning sickness, the spasms, the hardships she undergoes the entire 9 month period, and finally the child that is born. Like that is the condition and the parallel that is drawn of a salik, one who is searching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, searching for his Allah. The pain he has to undergo when he leaves sins, he shuns sins, the feeling he gets. It is difficult. Man is taking drugs whole life, now he suddenly has to leave it. Person was hooked onto wine and liquor. Somebody who was always soaked into watching pornographic material. Always glued to the television, the shaitan box. Illicit relationships. Spending his nights with some haram woman and haram love. Poor wife is tossing and turning, looking at the clock. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, he comes in just before Fajr, and then he's fast asleep. But then when the man leaves all this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he realizes that Allah's mercy supersedes his anger. And there is Allah for me. When there was no life, then there was Allah who gave us life. When a man feels that all doors are shut, he's got no way to go now. His wife and children have left him. His parents have left him. Everybody has disowned him, disinherited him. Because of his filthy habits and practices, community ostracize him. People say he's an evil person. He loses all his friends. He has lost everything. But even for him, there is an Allah. There is an Allah who is ready to embrace him. He's an Allah who is prepared to wash all his sins and bring him close to him. This labor of love. In the end, the hadith that is mentioned, when those destined for paradise enter it, to each a herald will cry, now you will enjoy good health forever. You will never fall ill. You will retain your youth forever. You will never grow old. You will be prosperous forever. You will never be needy. This is the essence of Allah's promise to you. Then a cry will go up. This is the paradise you were promised. You have been made its inheritors in return for your good deeds. Let us ponder. We had with us a man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do not wish again. People might think, why you keep on glorifying? Brothers, we cannot help it. We cannot help it. Each person here is still feeling that vacuum. Brother, please, for Allah's sake, ND 509 855 is a black Mercedes. Perhaps you might not know your registration number. It's a black Mercedes. You have blocked somebody's driveway. The lady wishes to go urgently. Now, before there's some problem and some quarrel, for Allah's sake, it is a very big night, it is an auspicious night, please remove your car. ND509A55. It's a black Mercedes Benz. When a person commits one sin, when a person has intention, when a person has intention to commit a good deed, perhaps he feels, I'll read Quran today, and genuinely he has that firm intention, but he doesn't get the opportunity. Allah still records for him one good deed. And if he does the good deed, multiply it by 10 times first, then multiply it 700 times, then the hadith says, إِلَىٰ أَضْعَافٍ كَثِيرَةٍ, to multiple times, manifold, unlimited. Allah alone knows best how many more times He's going to multiply that. And if he makes intention, firm intention, to commit a guna, and he commits that guna, then brothers, only one sin is recorded next to his name. Only one sin. And he makes that firm intention to commit that sin. For some reason, he was unable to commit that sin. And he does not commit the sin. In lieu of that, Allah gives him one neki, one reward. Now look at the vastness of Allah's mercy. How loving, how kind Allah is. When a person makes sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah becomes overjoyed. I wish I could relate to you all the ahadith under the section of the vastness of Allah's mercy. I take qasam in Allah, you will fall unconscious. Out of joy, if you really have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, really realize who Allah is. You'll go crazy. You'll go mad in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You say, oh my Allah, if this is how you deal with us, then why shouldn't I be obedient to you? My beloved youth, my beloved youngsters, we might feel we live forever and ever. We do not know when mort is going to overtake us. Let us not play with our lives. Ask your parents, ask the adults. Many of them who have been through these conditions previously, and Allah gave them tawfiq and hidayah, they made tawbah, istighfar. They're crying, they lament over their lives that they wasted. And they do not want us to follow suit. That is why our parents keep on advising us. That don't go. Don't go to the cinema. Don't go to the rave club. Don't go with evil company. They cry. So many mothers and so many fathers. What do? The time has come when they cannot say one word. It is as though they have become the children and their children have become parents. Children have become abusive. I hope they are listening tonight. I hope the message goes across. We have gone to such levels. Ask those people who are dealing with such problems. Ask the teachers in the school. Ask the lecturers in the university. Ask the ulama-i kiram. Ask the mashayikh. Ask people who are dealing with welfare cases. Our Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali has written in one of his books, inshallah, there are so many that's going to come out, inshallah. And regarding this book, he expressed that urgency, it must be published. Somebody had seen a dream, not long ago, and I mentioned this dream the other night. This person had no idea whatsoever that this book was gone to the printers to be published. And the person saw the dream, that Mawlana comes in a dream, please, get it published immediately. May Allah give the printers jazai khair, they work overnight, and they got it available for us tonight. And he says, the ummat will benefit. So read it. May Allah give us the taqwa. In one of the books, in one of the lectures he had mentioned, I am not cooking up any tales. When a father commits incest, he commits zina with his own daughter. When we have youngsters who play with their lives and their life and the lives of their wives, brothers, how evil we have become, how unjust that we get married. We take that young girl into our lives. She leaves the comfort of her parents' home, her mother and father. She comes to live with us. And after a few months, she comes to know that husband is gay. Why did we get married to her in the first place? How that woman has to go back to her parents' house? Brothers, we can lament over our sins, our shortcomings. I do not wish to mention all the wrongs that we are doing. Allah forgive us. Allah conceal our sins. Husband and wife fighting, arguing. Talaq has become a joke. Our business dealings, we are cheating, we are deceiving. Last night I spoke about fraud. Our youngsters, so many, there was a time when people would stay away, far away from the bars and liquor. Here it has become just want to experiment. Then they get hooked on. No salat, nothing in their lives, there's no Allah in our lives. We actually are now so many actually worshipping shaitan, Satanism. Then we feel the ulama, outdated. What are they talking about? The same thing. Talk current affairs. We're just ranting and raving the same thing these people are talking. May Allah, I swear by Allah, open the hearts and slice the hearts of those people and then see with what intention they are speaking. We just want to criticize and belittle and humiliate. Brothers, let us come together, realize where we're heading. What are we doing? Let us get that akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us be good people. Let us be kind people. Let us be loving people. We have seen in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We see in the seerat. See in the Quran. See the hadith. Akhlaq of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba ikram. Salaf al-Salihin. The awliya. The friends of Allah. We have seen in our masjid. We have seen Mawlana Rahmatullah. Why was it? Ask us, I still cannot understand, right till this very moment, even before coming to the masjid, people who did not even hear of him, and would not even see him, they are still feeling some pain, they are still feeling the absence. They do not know why they are still crying. So many of them have spoken to. They can feel some emptiness in their heart. He was kind to every single person. Every day somebody comes and tell me, Maulana solved my problem, Maulana solved my case, he helped me, he assisted me. Young people, old people, sick, weak, whatever there was some problem. Of course they focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they would come to him to ask Allah to make dua on their behalf. And they would feel the reassurance. They would feel that comfort, they would feel that solace, they would feel good. Where do we go now? My brothers, we still have an Allah. We always had an Allah. We have an Allah. We will always have Allah. It's just that Maulana has shown us the answers. What he had learned from his mashayikh, right to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He left us now in the examination hall. We are all given the papers. We all are expected to fill in those answers quickly. Time is running short. Time is going to get expired. He's watching. Just as a picture for us to understand. As though he is watching. And he's calling out to us that write the answer. I showed it to you. Write the answer. Why are you delaying? Why have you put your pen down? Have you lost hope in Allah? So many brothers and so many sisters say this is the end of our life now. Ma'adallah. Allah is testing us. It's a great challenge. I don't know whether we will ever, there'll ever be a day when we'll forget Him. It's impossible. But He has left a legacy of treasures. Each CD, each book, read here. You will find all your solution. And now I promise you the manner in which you will listen to would be different from how you heard him before. Before he would give his discourses, we would sit happily, listen, make few Allah, subhanallah. But in the back of our mind, we just felt that his presence, we were okay. Now suddenly when he's gone, suddenly we all shocked, as though a thunderbolt has struck us. As though the earth beneath us shaking. Now we have waken up from our deep slumber. Now we have realized what life in this world is. And what we ought to be doing. And we can do it. Wallah, my respected brothers and elders. Each one of us seated here, each one of us can become a true friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The du'as he made was not wasted, inshallah. We will see the fruits of the du'as in our life. NP73142 Toyota. Remove your car, please. I had a whole list of ahadith that I wish to have discussed. Time has already run out. I mentioned tonight, brothers, be in the masjid. Cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not worry what the next man will say, or you cried like this and you said this. Tonight, it is you and your Allah. You and your Allah. Whatever dua you have in your heart, pour it out to Allah. Talk to your Allah. He understands every language. He understands even the dumb person's dua. He understands the deaf person's dua. He understands the blind person's dua. He understands the sick person's dua. No matter who we are. But tonight is a night we raise our hands. We had a mashallah long dua already. Brothers, we can complain tomorrow, no problem. Tonight, let us stretch our hands. We get tired, put our hands down again, raise your hands, put your hand down, cry again to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know it's difficult to sit so long, our feet pain. But think of the hours we spent watching all those haram matches. Think of the hours we spent with illicit relationships that we had. And the hours we spent glued onto the internet and haram activities and pornographic material and all the wrongs we did. Then we felt no aches and pains. Then it was just pleasure and enjoyment. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, let us pour our hearts, cry. Knock on his door, and wallah, he will open his door. And as we make this dua, now feel that those gunas are coming out of our lives. It's being washed, driven away, far away from us. We must feel lighter. We must feel so different. Some enjoyment must come into our lives. Our hair must stand on end. We must picture Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of us. And Allah is calling out to us. And Allah is ready to give us whatever we want. And Allah is saying, oh my banda, I have forgiven you. There was one person who cried to Allah. He says, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi, aznabtu dhamban. Oh my Allah, I committed a guna. Faghfirli, oh my Allah, you forgive me. Do you know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels? That I've got my banda. Aznaba abdi. He has made dhamban, he committed a sin. But he knows that he's got a Rabb who is prepared to forgive him. He acknowledges that. Oh my angels, I make you a witness that I have forgiven him completely. You know, after a gathering of this nature, where we direct our attention to Allah and we cry, Majlis of Tawbah this is, brothers. Before we can even stand up, the angel announces, Qumu maghfuran lakum. Stand up in the condition that all of you are forgiven. You are forgiven. And Allah has transformed your sayyat, your bad deeds into good deeds. Jeez, it is giving us everything. Ulama have mentioned from the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, whoever is deprived of Laylatul Qadr night, he is deprived of all good. Deprived of all good. Allah gave us tawfiq, we are here now tonight. What else have we come for? We've come to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isn't it? I mentioned the other night, before the dua, as though, Allah protect us, Allah save us, somebody has taken us as captive and now he's going to sentence us or he's going to kill us. And he says, okay, last chance, last opportunity. Cry to me. I want to see how much you cry and praise me. And based on that, I'm going to spare your life. How are we going to him and glorify that person? We'll bow down and grab his feet and we'll promise him the world. Here we put on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huwa ahlu taqwa wa ahlu al-maghfira. He is the only person who deserves to be feared, who has the right to be feared. And he is a person who is of maghfirat, who pours his forgiveness, pours his forgiveness. He forgives his bandha. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. So feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving us. Brothers, all those outside also, please come inside. Humble appeal. Somebody please call the brothers. Find some place inside. If you've got some stools and chairs, if you've got some problem, you cannot sit. And then you can sit outside. You can come a bit forward also. A little bit of sacrifice. I know if we haven't got much time, it's only a few minutes. I make a humble appeal, a little bit of qurbani, a little bit of sabr. And tonight is a night we have to cry. We have to cry. Cry. More beloved than the tasbih and the hymning of the angels making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More beloved than that even is the aneenul mudhibin. Is the crying of those who repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Said Durus Sharif. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka ash-shukr kulluh. La nuhsi thanaan alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا رؤوف يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مالك يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد يا قابض يا باسط يا معز يا مذل يا سميع يا بصير يا حكم يا عدل يا لطيف يا خبير يا عزيز يا حكيم. Oh my most beloved Allah. Sana wa durood and salam upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika al-Mustafa khayri al-khalqi kullihimi. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. يا عظيم يا عظيم أنت إلهنا أنت إلهنا أنت إلهنا لا إله غيرك. Oh most great, oh most merciful, ya Allah. Oh most omnipotent, omnipresent, ya Allah. Oh most generous, most munificent, ya Allah. Most kind, most loving, ya Allah. Most beautiful, my Allah. Oh my Allah, ya Allah. There is no God, there is no person, there is no deity worthy of being worshipped, ya Allah, besides you, my Allah. You're the only Allah. You've got no partners, you've got no parents, you've got no wife, you've got no children, my Allah. Laysa kamithlika shay, there is nobody who is equal to you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is nobody who can be compared to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, ya Allah. We have got that umid, my Allah. We have got that raja, my Allah. That hope, ya Allah. We anticipate, my Allah, that you are going to pour your forgiveness upon us, my Allah. Allah, tu maaf farma. Allah, tu maaf farma. Allah, tu maaf farma. Dar guzar farma. Allah, hum kahan jaye, Allah? Ey mere mola, ey mere aqa, ilah al alamin. Ya Allah, ya Allah. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. Don't burden us, ya Allah, with that which we don't have the capability and strength to endure, my Allah. واعفو عنا واعفو عنا واعفو عنا واغفر لنا ورحمنا أنت مولانا. Oh my Allah, you are a Mola. Ya Allah, you got such beautiful names, ya Allah. You got such beautiful names, such beautiful qualities, ya Allah. Forgive us, forgive us. We left a life of ghaflat, my Allah. Hawa o hir swala dil badal de. Hawa o hir swala dil badal de, ya Allah. Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, you forgive us, my Allah. Watch, my Allah. Become our friends, my Allah. Become our friend, my Allah. Oh Allah, make us your friend, my Allah. Allah, we cannot go anywhere else, my Allah. Oh Allah. Our hearts are full with friends, my Allah. Friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, become anger, pride, hasad, kina, boast, jealousy, love of this world, my Allah. Love of haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, with whims and fancies, ya Allah, evil thoughts, evil, filthy, filthy, morbid thoughts, my Allah. We are stinking, my Allah, from head to toe, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the old is coming out of our bodies, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, of sin, my Allah, sin. We persisted, my Allah, we persisted, my Allah. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, privacy, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we did not bother, we did not care, you were watching us. Ya Allah, you were watching us. Ya Allah, hum ikrari mujrim hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum gunahgar hai, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, hum kaha jaye? Tu bata. Hum kaha jaye? Ya Allah, hum kaha jaye? Ya Allah, there is no other door, my Allah. There is nowhere else we can go, my Allah. You have given us iman. You brought us in the masjid this Mubarak night, my Allah. Ya Allah, if Mawla was you, you would have cried at me, my Allah. Oh Allah, it is not you, my Allah. My Allah. We are not questioning you, my Allah. We believe, ya Allah, we accept. My Allah. My Allah. Ya Allah, you are Hayyu, Hayyu, ya Allah. You don't die, my Allah. You are living, my Allah. You are Samad, my Allah. You don't need any person, my Allah. You are not Mu'tad, you are Ghani. We are beggars, my Allah. We are beggars, my Allah. You created us, my Allah. You put us into this world, my Allah. We belong to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making mistakes, and Ya Allah, and sin, my Allah. My Allah. Ya Allah, forgive me, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive me, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive me, my Allah. Help us, my Allah, to be pious, my Allah. People think us to be pious, my Allah. Allah. Ya Allah. Let it not be a sign of Qiyamah, my Allah. Allah, Allah. Allah. Ya Allah, let it not be an asmaish upon us, my Allah. That all the pious are going away one after the other. And the ignorance will become the leaders, my Allah, Allah, my Allah, Allah. Guide us, my Allah, Ya Allah, you guide us, my Allah. You want hidayat, my Allah, hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know what is taqwa, Ya Allah. We don't know what it is. Give it to us, my Allah, give it to us. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, salamati. Give us izzat, amajid, sukoon, raat, protection, my Allah. Give us best of dunya, the best of akhirat, my Allah. Fulfill all of our desires, my Allah. Give us laylatul qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us laylatul qadr, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us laylatul qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, these bandas have come here tonight, my Allah. So many of them, my Allah. Mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, my Allah. You are not going to let us go, Ya Allah, empty-handed. Impossible, my Allah, impossible. We have read in the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, Inna Allah Hayyun Kareem. Allahu Akbar. Ya Allah, you have got modesty, haya in you, haya in you. And you are so generous, you can never leave your banda, go empty-handed when he raises his hand. Ya Allah, you have said you don't make his hand come sifran, zero, empty-handed, not. Ya Allah, you fill his baskets up. You fill his buckets up. You fill his hands up.
Oh my Allah, you give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Remove us from all our difficulties, ya Allah. People have got different problems, my Allah. They've got qaraz, ya Allah, that is finishing them up, ya Allah. They got no monies to pay, my Allah. They are battling, they are crying, they are trying hard. They've got no jobs, my Allah. Ya Allah, people got depression, ya Allah. People have got different bimaris, sicknesses, cancer, ya Allah. They've got different heart problems, ya Allah. So many different, ya Allah, diseases, my Allah. And different problems, husband and wife and children, ya Allah. Drugs and gambling, and ya Allah, zina. Ya Allah, ya Allah. Parents are crying, parents are crying, ya Allah. Forgive all of us, ya Allah. Remove all our difficulties, social, ya Allah, welfare problems and domestic problems and spiritual problems and monetary problems, financial problems, ya Allah. Whatever it is, my Allah. You are well aware of all our conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, I do not know what each person has in his heart. You are well aware, my Allah. Ya Allah, therefore we have raised our hands, ya Allah, with that anticipation that you are going to grant it to us. Ya Wahab, hab lana min ni'ami dunya wal akhirah, innaka antal wahab. Ya Allah, we cannot see you, my Allah, we cannot see you. But oh my Allah, we believe in you, we believe in you, we believe in you with all your sifat, with all your names, ya Allah, with all your qualities, my Allah. We have iman in you, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we love you, my Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we love you, my Allah, we promise you, my Allah, we love you, my Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, love us also, my Allah. We love Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Allah. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, if we could just see his Mubarak face, ya Allah, we would have given a sacrifice, everything, my Allah, just to see his Mubarak face and his Zulfa and his shining face, my Allah. He made so much sacrifices for us. Allahumma ummati, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you are well aware of all those things he cried for us, ya Allah. Sacrifices, torments, trials, tribulation. He was bleeding, my Allah. He went through all that so that this deen could reach us, my Allah. Today we have discarded his sunnah, his way of life, ya Allah. We are aping, imitating his enemies, my Allah. The West, ya Allah, they cannot bring chain and sukoon into our lives, lives of the youth, our wives. Ya Allah, the menfolk, the adults, the youngsters, ya Allah, the scholars, my Allah. Make us realize that our lives, ya Allah, can only be successful in this world. Qabar, akhirat, in your obedience and obedience of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, whatever desires the entire ummah has, my Allah, the jayas desires, answer each person dua tonight. Haramain Sharifin, ya Allah, you make hifazat, Masjid al-Aqsa, ya Allah, all our masajid, makatib, darul um, ulama, mashayikh, ya Allah, khanka, and dawat and tabligh, the effort, my Allah, except all of us for all the good efforts, ya Allah. Ya Allah, each person dua you answer, ya Allah, somebody is this moment. Ya Allah, people are making dua of your Baytullah. People are in Hajar Aswad. People are by Multazam, holding the khilaf of the Kaaba, in the Hatim and the Mizab, ya Rahmat, ya Allah, ya Tajalli is pouring there. People are standing by Rosa Mubarak, As-salatu as-salamu alayka, ya Rasulullah. People in Tarawih in the world, somebody in dua, somebody in dhikr, somebody in tilawat, somebody crying, sajda. Somebody in the mountain top, somebody in some hut, my Allah. Somebody in some building, somebody in some masjid, somebody in some musalla, some jamaat khana. Our wives, our women folk, our sisters, our mothers and daughters at home, ya Allah. Each person, ummat needs you, my Allah. Ummat needs you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you helped ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You help us, give us istiqama, guide us, protect us from all fitnas. We don't know what fitnas are coming, my Allah. Remove those fitnas. Give us istiqamah. Make us be pious. Make us be beacons of hidayat. That will attack billions and billions to the people. To the fall of Islam, ya Allah. Make us lead practical lives, examples, ya Allah. That generations will come. And they will call us also rahmatullahi alayhi. Oh, may Allah make us become good. Give us good akhlaq. Don't make us cheat. Don't make us deceive our customers and clients. Don't make us have arrogance and pride and anger and filth. Just cleanse our hearts. Ya Allah, mara dilukum musaffa mujalla bana. Hawa o hirsu ala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de. Hawa o hirsu ala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Badal دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے Only your fazal, your kindness, we asking you tonight, my Allah. Just that one nazar rahmat, one glance of mercy, just one glance, my Allah, just one glance, my Allah, one glance of mercy upon us. It will suffice us in the world, qabar and akhirat, my Allah. So within the day of qiyamah, we can be raised, ya Allah. But the pious would Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give us maut in Jannah, in Madina Munawwara, my Allah. Allahumma rzuqna shahadatan fi sabili. Wal mauta bi baladi habibika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What other umid we can have, my Allah? At least we buried in Jannatul Baqi in the condition that you are pleased with us, ya Allah. You are pleased with us, ya Allah. We be raised with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaykhiyan radiallahu anhuma. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. Azwaj mutahharat. So many thousands of sahaba. And the pious people, ya Allah. People of Jannatul Mu'alla will come. And Nabi Kareem will make intercession on behalf of the people of Baqi and Jannatul Mu'alla. We need his istifarish, we need his intercession, my Allah. That at least on the day of Qiyamah we can get the Hawza Kawthar from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make it be such that we wake up on the day of Qiyamah. When you go to Hawza Kawthar, Nabi Kareem from afar must see us. And he must call out to us, Oh my Abdullah, and oh my Muhammad, and oh my Yusuf. And he calls us, oh my Fatima, and oh my Aisha, and calls us by our names. And he must be waiting, ya Allah, he must embrace us, my Allah. He must be so happy, so happy, so happy to see us, my Allah. And he must give us a rose kosar from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Help us to cross, ya Allah, pull it out the speed of lighting, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our good deeds be outweigh our bad deeds, ya Allah. Wipe out all our bad deeds. Don't make there be any bad deeds whatsoever. Make us end the Jannah without any reckoning, ya Allah. Ask our parents, ya Allah. They were so kind. They are so kind. They are so useless. We can't even talk to them properly, my Allah. We can't even look after them, ya Allah. We are so weak. Forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us, my Allah. Help us to serve them. If they pass to you, give them Jannatul Firdaus. Make the qabr rawdatun min riyadil Jannah. Ya Allah. But make us go into Jannat, ya Allah. Us, our parents, our wives, our children, our family members, ya Allah. Our friends, our relatives. Ya Allah. And give us all the bounties of Jannat, oh my Allah. Give us the greatest bounty, my Allah. When you remove that parda and hijab in Jannat, and oh my Allah, we will see you then, my Allah, and we'll fall in sajda. Oh my Allah, do not deprive us of that sight, ya Allah. Do not deprive us, do not deprive us, do not deprive us. Give us your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring that light into our hearts, ya Allah, into our lives, ya Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, ya Allah, remove the sicknesses, my Allah. Give them complete shifa. You are Shafi. La shifa illa shifauk. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. And don't make us suffer those diseases, ya Allah. There are so many. They are crying, my Allah. They are in pain. They are in pains. How many, ya Allah? Family members, friends, relatives. People SMS, we don't even know them, ya Allah. Masum children, 7, 8 years, brain tumor, in hospital, crying. Ya Allah, you remove the difficulty, ya Allah. Give all of us a good maut, ya Allah. Allahumma thabbitna al-iman, wa amitna al-iman, wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al-iman. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of the qabr, the five jahannam, ya Allah. All the marhumeen, each one of them, especially, ya Allah, those who passed in the month of Ramadan, today also somebody passed away, ya Allah. They are so lucky, ya Allah. We have heard from ulama-i kiram, somebody passes away in the month of Ramadan, there's no azab of qabr for him, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us more than on a Friday. In Ramadan, my Allah. In Medina, ya Allah, shahadat, my Allah. We can ask you the greatest of things. For you it is nothing, nothing, nothing. You are not ajiz, my Allah. You are not weak, ya Allah. You can give and give and give and nothing becomes exhausted, my Allah. Tonight, make the first law of hidayat, ya Allah. Again, my Allah, we have raised our hands because there's no other person we can go to. Ya may yara ma fi dhamiri wa yasma'u. أنت المعد لكل ما يتوقع يا من يرجى في الشدائد كلها يا من إليه المشتكى والمفزع يا من خزائن رزقه في قولكن أمن فإن الخير عندك أجمع ما لي سوى فقري إليك وسيلة فبالافتقار إليك أيدي أرفع ما لي سوى قرعي لبابك حيلة فلئن رددت فأي باب أقرع
إن كان لا يرجوك إلا محسن فالمذنب العاصي إلى من يرجع حاشا لجودك أن تقنط عاصيا فالفضل أجزل والمواهب أوسع ومن الذي أدعو أهتف باسمي إن كان فضلك عن فقيرك يمنع ثم الصلاة على النبي وآله خير الأنام ومن به يتشفع اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم. Ya Allah, our mothers and sisters also have heard the receiver. Ya Allah, every person who was here or not here, ghaibin, hazirin, zabki dua, qabul farma, in every masjid, especially in our country, throughout the four corners of the globe. Ya Allah, wherever people are making dua, answer all their duas, ya. Ya Allah, give us a life till we see Eid, my Allah. Make us see many Ramadan in a good condition, good health, ya Allah. In a good health with iman, such taqwa, ya Allah. Ya Allah, if motivation for us, my Allah. We can be in a good condition and that you are happy with us. Protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal especially. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allah. 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 Ya Allah, tu razi ban ja. Tu razi ban ja. Become please. Become please. Become. Rahmatika narju. Ya Allah, we don't want to stop the dua, my Allah. We enjoying talking to you, my Allah. We enjoying it. Ya Allah, we can feel you answering our duas. We are feeling so much more lighter, my Allah. Our gunas, you have washed it away, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are going to come into our hearts, ya Allah. You can give us the nur of your marifat, ya Allah. Give us istiqamah and taqwa, ya Allah. Help us to fight nafs and shaitan, especially after the month of Ramadan. Give us halal, rozi, barakat in our rizq, barakat in our rizq, ya Allah. Without any difficulty, ya Allah. Without any difficulty, without any difficulty. Pour your rahmat and your mercy and your rizq for all of us. Don't make us muhtaj on any person, the elderly ones especially, ya Allah. Don't make them muhtaj, ya Allah. Don't make any one of us muhtaj, ya Allah. Ya Allah, brothers and sisters who are looking for suitable partners, find them suitable partners. They don't want to make zina, my Allah. They don't want to go to haram. They are being tempted, ya Allah. They're fighting. It's so many, ya Allah, girls, ya Allah, pies, ya Allah. They're crying. They want suitable partners. Find them the right partners. Make them have a happy, blissful life, ya Allah. So many of them don't have children who are married, ya Allah. Give them good, pious children, ya Allah. And those who got children, make them the coolness of their eyes and our eyes. Ya Allah, make us be such that, ya Allah, we become your mahbub. And you tell Jibreel, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love the certain banda. Ya Allah, and you tell Jibreel, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the angels, he must love the certain banda. And the people in the world begin to accept him and they begin to love him. Don't make us be that person who you hate and detest. And you are narazud. And you tell Jibreel, I hate that person. And he begins to hate that person. And he calls that to the people in the sky. That, ya Allah, sama Allah hates that person. I hate him. You also must hate him. And the people of the world, they begin to hate him. Make us become good now, ya Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.